And now, Bookmarks, writers on books they love.
I'm Ruth Ozeki, and a book which I would really like to recommend is Kamikaze Diaries, Reflections of Japanese Student Soldiers by Emiko Onuki Tierney. It's an analysis of the diaries and letters written by Japanese students who were conscripted and forced to join the Tokotai, or the kamikaze forces. In America, of course, when you talk about kamikaze, it has such a strong connotation, and the stereotyping of it, of that word, has become the predominant image that we have of these young men. But in fact, a lot of the pilots who were conscripted were really the creme de la creme of young Japanese intellectuals. They were, you know, fluent in many European languages. They read French poetry. They read German philosophy. They were able to think about and to discuss and to write about the moral and ethical problems of war and the challenges that they faced in a way that I found absolutely heartbreaking and really interesting. The young men who are writing these letters and diaries are so present on the page. They really emerge as these sensitive, young, intelligent men confronting death. And not only confronting death, but confronting the worst possible kind of death, knowing that their death will be contributing to the war. Many of them were opposed to the war. And, you know, as somebody who grew up, I was a child in the post-World War II years. You know, I was born in 1956, which was only 11 years after the war had ended. And so I grew up, you know, with very, very strong anti-Japanese propagandistic images still that were very much a part of, you know, the culture, you know, during my childhood. So to read, you know, these incredibly articulate, you know, heartbreaking letters and diaries by these young kamikaze fighters really sort of opened my eyes, too, to the horrors of that war and the horrors of military conscription and military culture. And so, you know, it's a book that I think is, you know, incredibly important.
Ruth Ozeki's novels include My Year of Meats and A Tale for the Time Being, which was a finalist for the 2013 Man Booker Prize. You'll find more bookmarks and an interview with Ruth Ozeki on our website at ttbook.org.